Improving sleep and the five ways to well-being. My name's Suzanne and I'm one of the trainers at Swindon and Gloucestershire Mind. At Mind, we support people with many different types of mental health issues. And this short podcast focuses on suggestions to improve sleep. You may have a long-standing issue with sleep, or maybe just more recent with the COVID situation, and that's affected your normal sleep pattern. So what is the five ways and how can it help with improving sleep? The Five Ways to Wellbeing was created by the New Economics Foundation as part of the Foresight's Mental Capital and Wellbeing Project, using state-of-the-art research from across the world to consider how to improve everyone's mental capital and wellbeing through life. The first of the five ways to wellbeing is connect. Connect is about connecting to self and connecting to others. Connect to yourself, maybe the hour before bedtime. Be aware of how you can improve your time unwinding at the end of the day to prepare to sleep. This could mean having a quiet time with no media or TV. It could be a time to reflect back on the day, a relaxing bath, lowering the lighting. Think about what you can do to help your body and mind know it is preparing to connect with sleep. Connecting to others. Are there worries you have that affect your sleep? Is there someone you can talk to about your worries or sleep difficulties? Could you connect to someone you trust in order to share your concerns? So think about how you might connect to yourself and to others that might help you to improve your sleep. The second of the five ways is give. Giving to self helps with a sense of self-value, and giving to others is rewarding and also helps build connections. So give looking outward suggests doing something nice for a friend or a stranger. Give a smile to people can help us feel better about ourselves too. Having an outward focus during the day can help take our mind from worrying about whether we are going to sleep at night. Also, having a productive day can bring a positive reflection at the end of the day, a feeling of satisfaction that has been a good day, and this can also help prepare for a good night's sleep. Give looking within. What is going to be beneficial to you to help you sleep and stay asleep? What is your sleeping environment like? Is it a relaxing, restful space? Is it dark, quiet, and cool? How could you make it more so? Do you go to bed and turn the TV on or go on social media? These things can stimulate the mind, so it's far better to use them earlier in the day, giving yourself some quiet, non-media time when preparing for sleep. Think about how you can improve your sleeping space and what can you give to yourself to help encourage rest and sleep. Keep learning is the third of the five ways to well-being. This increases our confidence and it can be fun. So begin a structure of getting up at the same time, winding down at the same time, going to bed at the same time, and that can help create a healthy bedtime routine. You might like to prepare for bed by learning some gentle stretches or reading or learning to meditate. Also, you might be able to learn about certain foods that affect whether you settle to sleep at night. What do you eat and how long before going to bed do you eat? What time of the day is your biggest meal? Avoiding caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, sugar, a big meal, a few hours before bedtime can all help. So learn about how your eating impacts your settling and sleeping at night. Learn your own cut-off time for your last meal to give plenty of digestion time in the evening before you sleep. Think about what you can learn to aid your evening wind down. Then there's being active. So being active, exercise gives us a feel-good factor which can help improve our mental health. Also, exercise releases endorphins, which can help with well-being. And if you've got a regular exercise daily routine, that can help with you being able to relax in the evening, which helps with the sleep routine. NHS website has lots of guidance and information around different exercises. Also, it's important to exercise at least 4 hours before you plan to sleep in order to settle and unwind. It's also important to find physical activities that suit you. You may want to start small, maybe 5 minutes marching on the spot while the kettle boils in the morning, and build up your own being active routine. Then there's take notice. This is the last of the five ways to well-being. Take notice is about taking more notice what's going on around you and reflecting on your experiences, which helps you appreciate what matters to you. Be curious about that hour that you wind down before bed. Take notice of how your body is feeling. Does it feel relaxed? You may have got into a routine of feeling stressed because you don't think you'll sleep, which itself can become a vicious circle and stop you settling. Maybe take notice of the night sky looking out of the window. Take notice of the clouds, the stars, the moon, the colours of the sky. Maybe play some ambient music or nature sounds. That might help you in relaxing. Another thing that might help you is taking notice of maybe progressive muscle relaxation, where you take notice of the difference between your muscles when they're tensed and then relaxed. And that can help you understand what relaxing feels like. If you are noticing thoughts and worries, it might be helpful to write them down, but do leave challenging any unhelpful thinking to the morning. If you do wake up or you can't sleep, take notice of how it feels to be resting. Laying down can be very restful, with your head on comfortable pillows, and just notice how each part of your body feels as it is resting. Counting sheep can help some, and others may need to read for a while or do something relaxing and then lay back down to try and sleep again. If you do have a bad night, do your best to keep your routine the next day. An afternoon nap isn't always helpful to the situation. I hope some of these suggestions are helpful, or help you think of other options that may work for you. The main thing to do is to do something different. Also, to accept that rest can be helpful if you're not sleeping, and resting can also help with relaxing. Experiment and find ways to improve your own sleep pattern.